When I was a kid, I collected soaps. It all started with a nice Beatrix Potter soap that I was given as a present. My sister had Jemima Puddle Duck, and I was given Peter Rabbit. Then soon after, I became that age where distant relatives didn't really know what to buy me, and I was a girl, so they started buying me generic bath products. I was probably only around 8 or so, and I still didn't have the inclination to run my own bath, so the products piled up. Hand lotions, shower cream, we didn't even have a shower, foot ointments, little bottles of fruity shampoos, and perfume testers. And soaps. Lots of soaps. They were shaped like animals and characters from children's books and exotic fruits. I had them all lined up on the dresser across from the bath, and I'd count them gleefully week after week, even if none had been added or taken away, just for the sake of counting them. Just to stake claim to the collection, just to know that they were all still there in their places, though there was no real pattern or order. When my friends visited our house for the first time, they always made a comment about our bathroom. It was one of the biggest rooms in the house, and it had the least in it. I used to feel annoyed that it was bigger than my bedroom, and on more than one occasion I would beg my parents to let me swap rooms, not really understanding the complexities of plumbing. We used to run around on bath nights hyper, taking turns to jump in, be scrubbed reluctantly, with my mom holding out towels for us to hop into. In age order, usually. My sister, me, and then my little brother. My older brother was too old to partake in bath nights by that time. Occasionally, on busy nights, my mom would just plunk us all in the tub together to sort ourselves out, which usually resulted in us playing in the bubbles or taking turns pretending to swim, with two scrunched up on one end to allow the other to spread out the length of the tub and splash arms and legs. Every pre-bath time was the same routine. The hot tap on, matey bubble bath in, then switch to the cold tap to even out the temperature. So one day, I'm in the bathroom and the hot tap is running and my mom tells me to add the matey and leaves the room to go get my siblings. I'm counting my soap collection. And then all of a sudden, I have this like blind panic moment. I can't even quite describe it. I'm counting the soaps all the way into the 30s, and I'm looking at these 30 plus soaps, and I get a sense of dread, despair. Like, I suddenly realize how infinitely useless my time is being spent collecting soaps. That the longer my life goes on, the more soaps I'm going to have to count, the longer it takes me to count, the more soaps my mother has to dust around, the more useless the top of the dresser becomes, the more useless and precious the soap collection becomes. That suddenly it serves me no purpose except to waste my time thinking about them, locked in the indecision about whether or not I should use them or how they should be arranged, or worrying that a guest might pick one up and use it, not knowing they were mine. So without another thought, I dump all the soaps in the bath firmly, one by one, in the pure hot water, thinking that it will melt them before my mom comes back, and that I'll just be rid of the bind of counting these soaps every bath night. All the soaps sink to the bottom, the surface of each soap softening until they're almost unrecognizable. But they don't disappear. The water gets less and less see-through, so I turn on the cold tap so I can stand to put my hands in the water, and I begin pounding and kneading each soap, trying to get them to disappear. I just want them to not exist anymore. I just want them to go away. I don't want to think about them anymore. I climb in and I begin stomping up and down on them, thinking my body weight will crush them. I remember my mom coming in and pulling me out, angry, confused, scooping out all the chunks of different colored soaps, kaleidoscoped between my toes, and chucking them back in the bath, and then pulling the plug out. After a while, we were left just watching in silence as the water level went down and little peaks of disfigured, unrecognizable soaps peeked out from the surface of the water. I couldn't and didn't want to explain myself. I was adamant that I was just trying to make soap soup, and she wasn't really mad by that point. I think she was just anxious that she was going to have to deal with me when I regretted what I'd done, and she left me to scoop out all the soapy remains into the garbage. I vividly recall the transfer of Peter Rabbit from the Beatrix Potter soap getting stuck on the back of my hand in some sort of poetic gesture from the universe. And I don't really understand what made me think about this today. Although I do, but I don't know quite how to explain it. My occasional desire to get rid of things that absorb me, When I notice myself getting pulled into something, a computer game I've begun playing nonstop, a piece of writing I can't stop editing, a TV program where I'm always craving the next episode, I remove it in a way that I can't get it back. I delete all the save points on the game, or delete the piece of writing, or accidentally, on purpose, skip the next episode of the TV program that I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for. And yesterday, I purposely gave myself a terrible haircut. Because I was sick of thinking about whether I should book an appointment at the hairdresser's. See, I always cut my own hair, but I had started to wonder whether I should get someone else to do something better, more stylish, more eye-catching. So I just slowly, haphazardly chopped at my hair instead. And I kind of knew at the time I wasn't being serious, and it was kind of fun not trying to do my best. And afterwards, it felt good knowing that the indecision had been taken away. Because I knew I'd never have the guts to go to a professional hairdresser with my butchered locks, so the decision had been made for me. And I don't know why this time it's stuck in my head. How stupid this all is. How, for a better metaphor, it's better for me to have control, to shoot myself in the foot when I'm ready to hobble around, than to stay awake at night wondering when and if I'll get shot by someone else. I don't even know if that's the full story, but it's part of it, I guess. And I'm not upset. I mean, hair is hair and it'll grow back. I just find it strange and interesting and weird how sometimes I notice myself in these tiny patterns that repeat and repeat and repeat throughout my life. And I don't quite understand why I do these things yet.